Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just my board meeting yesterday lasted till like 9:30. So it was too late for me to get on. And of course,
Understand.
the meeting was
Hopefully
Tony's
understand.
birthday, and we had company all day long. So I'm
Goodness.
back anyway.
Understood.
I
Let's
just
see.
remind myself that my cocoon is my family, so.
That's true. That is true.
I'm not sure where we are because I haven't been able to get to any of the recordings.
We're
Are
starting with
we
section 53 tonight. We finished
53?
52.
Okay, well, I missed 52, so I'll make a note of that and try to catch up.
And last night, the 9 o'clock class didn't happen.
Okay. I usually make it home for 9, maybe 5 till 9, 10 till 9, but the meeting was extra long, so.
Understood. Hopefully, it was productive.
Yes, it was. We just had a lot of business to take care of.
Understand. Well, I think we're going to start anyway.
Okay.
Phil's going to wait, but this time of year things get a little dicey that way. Leshem Yehud Kuchabri Fuish Kinte Bichilu Urkimu Utkilu Urkilu Urkimu. Leakta Hashem Yud He Bavav He Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu. Verse 242. Tu betach Rabbi Shimon ve'amar na'um Hashem la'adoni she'limini adashit ovecha Adom l'rad l'cha neum Hashem la'adoni darga v'la'al darga ba'amar she'limini v'itkashra ma'aravit v'idromi Semala biyamina begin letabera elehem bisharamin ha'akom neum Hashem liadoni neum Hashem da'yakov la'adoni da'aron haberit adon kol ha'aretz. I'm not sure. I think I heard some people come on. Well,
I was doing the phone along with you. Maybe you heard me, and you know, because I was doing it rather slowly, lowly, because I wasn't too sure if I could keep up with you.
Understand.
Okay.
So, the English translation of verse 242. Rabbi Shimon further said, Hashem said to my master, sit at my right hand till I have made your enemies as your footstools. Hashem said to my master, this means that the upper level, Zeron Pin, says to the lower level, the Nukva, sit at my right, so as to link west, the Nukva, with the south, Chesed of Zeron Pin, and the left, the Nukva, with the right, Zeron Pin. These linkages break the power of the idolatrous nations. The quotation continues, till I have made your enemies as your footstools, because Hashem said, is Yaakov Yezeron Pin and to my master, is the Ark of the Covenant of the Master of all the earth, namely the Nukva.
I don't understand this one too well. The first part, it seems to be applying the idea that we're being given a lot of chesed to be on the right column. But toward the last few sentences, I just didn't understand that at all. And yet that verse is very familiar to me in some.
I think somebody did come on.
Yeah, I think that was Malka.
Okay, welcome, Malka.
Yeah, this is Malka.
We're studying verse 242. And the first part of that verse is talking about connecting the Nukva to Zeron Pin by connecting the west with the south. And at the same time, the other side is the west is being connected to the north. But then it goes on to try and give us understanding of sit at my right. It's saying sit at my right till I have made your enemies as your footstools. And this is to explain that Yaakov needs the help of the upper worlds. And Hashem is the master of all of the worlds, master of the earth and the Ark of the Covenant, all of that. It's basically describing the relationships of the Sephirot and how they move to each other. I think that helps you, Anna.
Yes, it does.
Verse 243. An alternative explanation is that Hashem says, is the Yovel, the Jubilee, which is Bina, and to my master is the Shemitah, the sabbatical year. The Nukva of whom it was said, I love my master, Yovel says to the Shemitah, sit at my right, because the right, which is Hasadim, exists in Yovel, namely Bina, and the Shemitah, which is the Nukva, must link with the right, as we have explained. It's basically this verse is also saying the same thing, but in a different frame of reference, in the reference of time. So in the first verse, we're talking about location, and in this verse, we're talking about time. And it's saying the same verse applies to both. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, I'm trying to see the relationship between the Shemitah and the Yovel, the sabbatical year and the Jubilee. Are they one and the same, or
no,
in that particular time?
The Yovel is the upper world, since Bina. And the
okay.
Shemitah is Malchut. But they both are dealing with the idea of Chesed, right?
Right.
And how does Chesed flow from Bina to Malchut? It flows through the relationship of the direction of west, because Malchut is always west, and Bina is always
south, right?
Yeah, well, Bina is south, the Chesed is south, and that's because Chesed is the beginning. It is the first aspect that comes from Bina. And Chesed always includes all of the other six, all of the other five.
Mm-hmm. I happened to notice this year that on one site, they gave the final direction of waving the lulav. It was to the west, but you did both shoulders. And I had never seen that before, which would be west, south, and north. Even though you're west, you're on the south side of one shoulder, the north. And
right.
I wondered about that. I had never seen that before, and I didn't quite understand the meaning of it.
Well, it's basically different minhagim, and you can never be sure that the minhag is coming from a Kabbalist. So, you know, a lot of rabbis have different approaches. In the minhag of the Chabad organization is very different than the minhag that I was taught through the Kabbalah Center.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Chabad.
The Chabad organization says you should never take the lulav from up and down. It should always be straight up, whereas the Kabbalah Center says point it in the direction that you're talking about. Take a step with your right foot, point the lulav in that direction, and then bring it back directly into your heart, drawing that energy into the heart, and then straighten up the lulav. So the minhagim have many different teachings.
Well, I'll see that whenever I order from a different company. You know, they'll each have a little sheet, either
right.
A diagram showing, you know, and they don't always say the same thing. So over
yeah.
a 25-year period, I see the differences.
Verse 244. The key you marshalin, Amina Uvismala Miomadishta Tat Kadbaya Neit Kashra Oshe Tiroa Simala Dikrivla Uvara Alma Denuk In Uhu Misitra Ishmala Leya Leya Kiyuma Adina Elef Shavia Divahu Yomalahud Itashar Bedek Kedain Diyamina Ugdain Tehebe Dain Yamina Usmala Bekiuma Shalim Beyutrafum Shamayim Chadashim Beretz Chadasha Ugdain Lata Ade Mitaman Be'almin. Come and see. The sabbatical year, namely the Nukva, was not thoroughly connected to the right and left from the day of its inception. And when the Nukva wants to link with the right and the left, Zeron Pin spreads out his left arm toward her and creates this world. That is, the Nukva, in its role as the left in her, is called this world. And since he now has only the aspect of the left, she has no existence, that is, no complete Mohim. This was the state of affairs for the 6,000 years before the 7th millennium. At the inception of the 7th millennium, and only on that day, the Nukva links with the right, namely Chasadim. Then the Nukva is embraced completely between right and left, that is, with the full Mohim. And a new heaven and earth will come into being. She will never be removed from there, because she will be balanced between right and left forever. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Are they talking about the 6,000 years now?
Yes.
Of our generation?
Yes. They're saying it's not complete. They're saying it's generally related to the desire to receive for oneself alone. And the only way it will change in the quantum level, the quantum consciousness level, is on the day that the 6,000 years ends. That doesn't mean that we can't bring it earlier. But even when we bring it earlier, it's still going to be, we need to wait till that the 6,000 years ends so that the full completion of right and left together. Remember, Malchut starts out as judgments coming from the left column. It's connected to the left column, and it has no light of its own. So what it's receiving is always from the left column. And the process of correction is to bring it to the center column. And we do that one step at a time. But we're not yet in the center column until the 6,000 years are completed.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we think of 5777? How would I say that? Is having some years to go to 6,000?
223.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, the majority of it, of the world, has moved over. If I put it in a metaphor of 100%, the world becomes 100% connected to the right on the last day of the 6,000 years. So it's almost 90-some percent connected to the right now because of the work that's been done. But it's still that the part that's still not fully connected to the right,
mm-hmm.
that leaves room for Satan, that leaves room for the negative system. That's what it's being said here.
Okay.
Verse 245. He hakeh b'may nokim shev l'minei ela ad zimna yediya dikti vadashit oyevecha adom l'garaglecha v'lach atadir aval behahu Zina lata ade, mita man lealmin, dictin ki amin, usbol tifroxi, lemehewe. Kola had. If what you say is correct, and only in the seventh millennium will the nukva link with the right, how do we explain that sit at my right, which means during the 6,000 years, and not necessarily at the advent of the seventh millennium? And he explains, the verse sit at my right applies to a specified time period. It says, till I make your enemies to be your footstool, which is not forever. But at that time, in the seventh millennium, she will never be removed. As it is written of her, you shall spread to the right and to the left. That is, she will comprise in herself the right column and the left column, and all that will be one within her. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's basically what you just explained, I think.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of comprising the right and the left columns together, that represents the center column.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exactly what I said using different words.
Right.
Verse 46. Tachatze et hashamayim da shekinta ila'a ve'et haaretz da shekinta viltata be'atzcha beruta di'itkar v'nukva v'achada v'ha'itmar Kima reitaru deya avraya yo ad kaan. Come and see. The words, the heavens, allude to the upper Shekhinah, namely the nukva from the chest upward, and the words, and the earth, allude to the lower Shekhinah, the nukva from the chest downward of Zeran Pin. They are joined together as male and female. This means that the upper nukva is connected to the male, who is the great Zeran Pin, and the lower nukva is linked to the minor Zeran Pin. All this has been explained by the colleagues. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, add something to it.
Up till now, the verses in this section have been talking about right and left column energy. And when the right and left column energy is connected to Malchut, Malchut moves to the center column. This verse is explaining that when that happens, Malchut is, the up and down energy is going to find its balance. Center column energy is both right and left together and up and down together. We don't normally think in both directions at the same time. We don't think that center column means up and down as well as right and left.
Is the chest the code word for that? For the midpoint?
The diaphragm is the midpoint. The diaphragm is the code word for the midpoint. But when it says the chest and above, and then the chest and below, it's talking about the diaphragm.
Okay.
That's the end of the section. Are there any other questions?
Does this kind of go along with the Tikkun HaNefesh? I kept getting that picture while you were reading it.
Yes, it definitely is going along with the Tikkun HaNefesh.
Okay.
In the Tikkun HaNefesh, the top half represents the head, which is not in our world. Remember that the seven lower Sephirot is in our world.
Right.
The head, the Malkuth, is in above that, our world. But the lower half, that's clearly what it's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The upper worlds have to be unified with the lower worlds. At the same time, the right and the left have to be connected.
I've been meditating on those vowels. Before, I always just paid attention to the consonants. And I think that's why that popped in my head like that.
Understand.
Okay. I think I need, since I missed the day before, I'm going to have to go back to that. Was understanding the section before helpful for this section? Because I found this section a little bit hard to understand. If you wouldn't have helped me along, I'm sure I would have gotten it.
The answer to that question is yes, it's helpful, but the way the class went with the people that were in it, it was confusing.
Okay.
So listen to it, and then I'm sure we may have some questions afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Malka, do you have any questions?
How do we get Malkuth to move to the center again, the center column? Does it?
The center column means that right and left are together. What makes balance is that the right is slightly more, whatever more means in this context. The right is slightly more than the left. The left is enclosed by the right. But the center column really means right and left together. The endless world consists of light and vessel together. Light is sharing, that's right. Receiving is the vessel, that's left. The endless world is in the center. It's in the central column. Malchut starts in the left column and only becomes fully the center column when the physical world has reached the 7,000th year.
Okay, so it will not happen until the 7,000th year. Okay. I thought at a given time that it would balance into the center column, but not until the 7,000th year. Okay. I was a little confused with that, but I'm clear.
Okay.
We're more to the left.
I'm sorry?
So Malkuth is to the left, not, it's teetering on the left side.
Right. It moves between the left and the center. It doesn't really get to the right.
Okay.
But being in the center is its goal. It's the correction. When Malkuth is in the center, life is in balance.
Okay, so how do we, as the earthly dwelling, get it to move to the center column? Is it by some actions that we do? I mean, you say it's mostly to the left side, but it balances between the center and the left.
Yes, the actions that we do is what brings Malkuth over to the center.
Hello? Hello?
Did you hear me?
No, sir. Could you repeat the last statement you made?
I said that that Malkuth is always on the left, but our actions is what brings it over to the center. As we share with others, that brings the Malkuth, the left, the desire to receive for oneself alone, it brings it to the desire to receive in order to share.
But it's not a constant state at all
no.
times. Okay.
Not until the 7,000th year.
Okay.
That's when it will become a constant state.
Okay.
Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Hono?
Yes?
What time's class tonight?
It'll be 9 o'clock your time, 10 o'clock my time, and 7 o'clock in the West Coast.
Okay. I want to let you know that I want to give you a gift for a Hanukkah, so I want you to take out an extra installment for yourself.
Okay. When do you want me to do that?
Anytime you feel like doing it.
Okay. I'll wait till Hanukkah, but thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.